Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is committed to working with Pakistan in fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. As part of the ongoing partnership with Pakistan's National Disaster Management Authority, or NDMA, the United States, through the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, in cooperation with the Punjab Specialized Healthcare and Medical Education Department, recently delivered 46 new ventilators to 13 hospitals in Punjab to meet the needs of Pakistanis suffering with COVID-19. This equipment is part of the 200 ventilators contributed to Pakistan by the United States. Deliveries of these ventilators were made through a partnership with NDMA and Chemonix, a U.S.-based international development firm. These compact and easily deployable ventilators will not only contribute to Pakistan's overall response to the COVID-19 outbreak by increasing the capacity of Punjab Health Department to provide advanced life support for critical patients in the province, but also help save precious lives beyond this pandemic, noted U.S. Consul General Catherine Rodriguez. We thank the NDMA, the Ministry of Health, and the Punjab Health Department for their dedicated support and leadership. The Pakistan-U.S. partnership is helping to improve and expand laboratory testing, disease monitoring, case tracking, infection prevention and control, and patient care across the country. The United States continues to partner with the government of Pakistan in its fight to defeat the novel coronavirus and safeguard its citizens, said USAID Mission Director Julie Conan. These ventilators are important tools in strengthening the capacity of local health facilities and their readiness to provide oxygen therapy and care to COVID patients in Pakistan. Working together with Pakistan's National Disaster Management Authority, the Ministry of Health, and local health authorities, our combined efforts will ease the burden on healthcare providers throughout the country and save lives.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.